Top Donald Trump Very Stable Genius Tweets of 2018. By Charlie Spiring on December 31, 2018. President Donald Trump tweeted 2,843 times in 2018, willingly engaging in a messaging war with his critics, the haters, the losers and the fake news on social media. Here are some of his biggest moments on Twitter in 2018. My button works. Trump kicked off 2018 with a series of challenges to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, coining the term Rocket Man and comparing buttons. Who could have guessed that they would meet in March on friendly terms? Very stable genius. January featured several media reports questioning the president's mental state. Trump fired back. No chaos. The establishment media spent months reporting White House leaks about the infighting and mishaps in Trump's administration. But the president said that it was only a sign of great energy. Crying Chuck Schumer's failed shutdown. Senate Democrats kicked off 2018 with a shutdown of their own, which ended in a humiliating defeat. Battle with Biden. When Joe Biden repeated his desire for a fight with Donald Trump, the president responded with a WWE-style smackdown. Don't threaten people, Joe. Where's my apology? Disney CEO Bob Iger personally called former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett after ABC TV star Roseanne Barr insulted her Twitter. But what about all the false things said about Trump on ABC? The Donald Trump Twitter style guide. I capitalize certain words only for emphasis, not BC, they should be capitalized. Donald Trump vs. LeBron James and Don Lemon. Basketball star LeBron James and Don Lemon teamed up in a CNN interview to trash Trump and the president responded in kind. Game of Thrones meme. This was likely sent by staff, but President Donald Trump's account fired off a Game of Thrones meme directed at Iran. Begun these meme wars have. Other messages of Iran were less subtle. Global warming. It was freezing cold in November and Donald Trump utilized best way to ridicule climate change alarmists. The tariff man. China's biggest fear. Tariffs are great. Sorry, not sorry. Around the Thanksgiving holiday, Trump was feeling thankful. The young and the beautiful. Trump was saddened by the many people who served in his administration, only to have their lives ruined. Tough town. Virex. Rex Tillerson launched a few mealy-mouthed criticisms of his former boss, months after he was fired. Trump was much less subtle. Fake news is the enemy of the people. No phrase infuriated the media more than his decision to call fake news the enemy of the people. The president used the phrase over a dozen times on Twitter on 2018 to criticize the media for their reporting about his administration. His other message to the media? You're going to miss me when I'm gone. Dirty red hen. Little Adam skit. Was it a typo? Horseface. Donald Trump quietly endured Stormy Daniels and Michael Anavetti's daily attacks, despite the former porn star taking the money and signing a non-disclosure agreement. But when they lost their day in court, Trump knew it was time to strike.